September 22, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery, Being Connected. Opening prayer. Let nothing stand in the way of my time in your words today, Father. Help me to be attentive and responsive to what you have for me to learn and apply. Read Ruth chapter 4, verses 13 through 22. Naomi gains a son. So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. When he made love to her, the Lord enabled her to conceive, and she gave birth to a son. The women said to Naomi, "Praise be to the Lord, who this day has not left you without a guardian redeemer. May he become famous throughout Israel. He will renew your life and sustain you in your old age. For your daughter-in-law, who loves you and who is better to you than seven sons, has given him birth." Then Naomi took the child in her arms and cared for him. The women living there said, "Naomi has a son," and they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. The genealogy of David. This, then, is the family line of Perez. Perez was the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab, Amminadab the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, Boaz the father of Obed, Obed the father of Jesse, and Jesse the father of David. Reflect. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18. Give thanks as we celebrate our place in God's family. I love being connected to a network of family and friends. I wonder whether you've done your family history, rooting and connecting you back in time. I have a Scottish heritage. My father's family, the Mackies, were dairy farmers from Aberdeenshire, and it brings a smile as I place a tub of Mackie's ice cream in my shopping cart. Our story returns to Naomi as she rejoices at the blessing of being placed in a new family for her older years. We can see God's sovereignty in how life has unfolded through tragedy, bereavement, and loss. Throughout, Naomi has placed her hope in a faithful God, and centuries later, Paul, writing to the church in Rome, pays tribute to this same God when he says, "In all things God works for the good of those who love him." Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Our connectedness also looks ahead, whether through children and grandchildren, or perhaps a sense of our care for God's world for future generations. In Ruth, we have seen signs of God's redemptive purpose, and as the story closes, we understand that, looking ahead, through the gift of her child comes the lineage connecting directly to Jesus, both our kinsman and our redeemer for all of humanity. Apply. Take some time to consider and be thankful for the blessings that are yours as a member of the household of God. Closing prayer. Sovereign Lord Jesus, you have secured my place in your kingdom family for the present, the future, and eternity. Strengthen my faith that in all things you are working for my good.